while Son was out and sitting on the back of her flatbed truck. Looking up in the sky, watching a big airplane flying by about 5,000 feet up, getting ready to land at the airport. She was very proud. She'd finished. She'd created out of straw on beautiful green grass her first statement for the world, which was a huge crop sign. A big circle about a couple hundred feet across with a war written in it in straw with a big line right through the middle of it. And she could see that those people in the airplane could definitely read her message. No war. As an 18-year-old, she was feeling real good about what she'd done. And as only a young person can feel that. Wonderful feeling that happens when you actually do something. It makes a difference. So she decided to go in and see Jed in Greendale, visit him at the jail, talk to him. Same time as all that was happening, Grandma and Grandpa were getting up, having breakfast in town, their little house. They lived in Greendale, and they visited the Double E a lot, but they spent most of their time in Greendale. But this morning, there was a big disturbance outside the house. They looked through the window, and they were sitting at the breakfast table. They could see all these people out there with vans and microphones and lights and interview kind of looking people with notebooks and all dressed up and with makeup on and everything, standing around talking to each other. Then the house started shaking, and it was a helicopter right over the house. The media was all there. They wanted to interview Grandpa about Jed, find out about the cop killer, Jed Green. They were going to do a special on the Green family. How did they feel about Jed? What was it about the Green family that created Jed? How did Jed's closest relatives and best friends feel about his crime? You fill up a half an hour with that real easy. So Grandpa and Grandma, they went out the back door into the garage and got the Eldorado and took off. And the house was shaking from the helicopter, and they went to the Double E. On the way there, Grandma was driving. She drives really fast, so Grandpa was holding on. There was a trail of dust behind the cars and went through the fields towards the Double E. Grandpa was thinking about Son. She loved Son so much, he was very proud of her. He was kind of happy that they were going out there and he was going to spend the day with Son. But when he got there, he was disappointed to learn that she was in town visiting Jed in jail. Grandma dropped him off and took off to great-grandma's house to visit her and pick up some soup. Great-grandma's 104 years old. She smokes cigarettes nonstop and drinks scotch all the time. He's the life of the family. But she really cooks a mean soup. Thank you.
Grandpa, here's your coffee. Said Edith as she filled his cup. Nobody'll find you here. And Earl is glad you guys showed up. The way things are downtown, you might have to stay for a while. There was a helicopter hovering over your house when I talked to your neighbor Kyle. Who the hell do they think they are, invading our home like that? Grandma and I had to leave so fast, we couldn't even catch the cat. The helicopter scared the shit out of it, and it took off down the trail, across the railroad tracks towards the county jail. Screwed up now. What'd you have to do that for? Everybody wants to hang your ass. And here's a note from Lenore. Her son touched the cold steel bars as she pushed the letter in. Jet picked it up and read it, and he couldn't hide a grin. Outside the jail window, a crow flew across the sky, completely disappearing behind each bar, and then a helicopter flew by. Say hi to Earl and Edith. Tell them I'm doing fine. Tell them it's time for you to leave home now, son. They ought to cut the line. Can't Grandma come and see me? I got a new song to sing. It's longer than all the others combined, and it doesn't mean a thing. Was unfamiliar. A walkie-talkie squeal. Generators were running. Vans parked in the field. TV crews and cameras. They wanted to interview Grandpa on the porch. They came through the gate and up on the lawn, knocking down Edith's tiki torch. never saw them there. Looking through the Venetian blind, those people don't have any respect, so they won't get any of mine. I ain't gonna talk about Jed. I don't watch Channel 2 or 6 or 9. I don't have time to talk that fast, and it ain't my crime. It ain't an honor to be on TV, and it ain't a duty either. The only good thing about TV is shows like Leave It to Beaver. Shows with love and affection, like Mama used to say. A little Mayberry living could go a long, long way. He took Earl's gun down from the closet and loaded up both barrels. Went out on the porch and fired them off. And up walked a woman named Carol. Susan Carol from Early Magazine. I got some questions to ask. Well, you could stick them where the sun don't shine, Grandpa said with a gasp. And then he fell face first and let out a sigh. And Edith ran out and shot. Grandpa was whispering to her from down on the floor. It looked like he was trying to talk. That guy just keeps singing. Can't somebody shut him up? I don't know for the life of me where he comes up with this stuff. His head on a newspaper with a picture of Carmichael on the front page, posing with the Little League baseball team and a seedy shot of Jed on a motorcycle. Grandpa died like a hero, fighting for freedom of silence, trying to stop the media, trying to be anonymous.
to Grandpa.